Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to House of Grand Gospel Blog Talk Radio. This is
day, whatever time it is, wherever you are, God is still in control. 2017 is gone. God's still in control, no matter what your situation is. On behalf of all of us here at House of Grand Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we've been at it now for 15 years. Bedroom premium host for 8 years. Pay $39 a month too for our ministry. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We thank you for all of our listeners, all of our supporters, all over the world. We're going to continue to play good music for you. God willing, He'll continue to bless us. Welcome to 2018. At House of Grand Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Jesus, from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. We urge you, whatever your situation is, how bad or how good, just remember, you are blessed. You're hearing this, you are blessed. On behalf of all of us here at House of Bread Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, welcome to 2018 and the best internet radio broadcasting of gospel music in America, from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama, 36425, House C Production Gospel. We're all over the Internet, Facebook, Reverb Nation, MySpace, any place that you can think of. All you have to type in is House C Production Gospel. House C Production Gospel. Or just type in HOWC. House C Radio. Thank you and welcome to House of Grand Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. Case scenario, there's always situation for things for you can get into and help you to come out of any situation. Standing on your principles, faith in action, a living faith in God, a living faith in God. What has happened in your life that helps you maintain your values and keep your values of moral integrity, respect, dignity, kindness, love, most of all, maintaining values. What are solutions? Working diligently. What are the solutions? What are the answers? A change in a setting becomes very real and intense for you when the situation changes. Our Father got us in following the examples of Daniel, as we exhibit tact and grace under pressure, may we emulate our ultimate example, Jesus, who was filled with grace and truth. Grant us your spirit power and our spirit influence, we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Welcome to 2018 at House C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Me. You're listening to How Sipadakan Gospel Blog Talk Radio from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good evening, midday, 12 o'clock, midnight, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world today. God is present. God is right there. Thank you. Thank you. Let us go to the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Today, this morning, whatever the hours are, wherever you are, Blog Talk Radio, not working like it should have this morning. Perhaps I was not working like I was supposed to this morning. But anyway, we thank you for being here and staying with us. And those of you who are still listening, there were some problems with glitches, whatever there is, so far as the internet and the features of this world. God is still in control no matter what. We hope everything is going well for you no matter what the situation is. Strength when you need it most. How do you handle tough times? How do you handle tough times? Strength when you need it most. How do you handle tough times? Where do you go? As believers, we have learned to wait for God's prayers and faith first. Strength, S-T-R-E. Strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-G-H. As we continue here on House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio, I am drawn to the fact that there are lots of things that takes place in our lives that we don't always have control over. And how do you react to it? How do you react to it? How do you react to what's going on in the world today? How do you react to what's going on in the world today? Do you throw up your hands? What do you do? What do you do? What do you react to? Sometimes I'm drawn to the fact that God put us through things to see. What are you going to do? Where is the strength? How do we hang on? How do we hang on when we know perhaps it's not going to work? It's not going to work in our favor. It's not going to work in our favor. Do you give up? Do you give up? Do you throw your hands up? What do you do? Do you just let Satan rock things and change things and you throw up your hands and run in here? Do you forget where your anchor is? Do you forget where your anchor is? Do you forget where your anchor is? Do you forget where your anchor is and what God has done? Strength when you need it most. How do you handle tough times? Strength when you need it most. How do you handle tough times? Where do you go? As believers, we have learned to wait for God's prayers. And faith first. We have to wait for God. God's prayer first. Faith is always at the front. Faith without work is dead. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. With my song, I will thank him. Jehovah is my helper and my protector. For the heart is confident in him, and my flesh flourishes. With glory, I shall praise him. Psalms 28:7. Psalms 28:7. God is awfully good. God can do anything. God can do anything possible. There is nothing that God cannot do. He is all power. He's all knowing. He knows all there is and the problems and trials that you are going through. He is in control. He is in control, no matter what your situation is. Don't let the devil ride. Do not let the devil ride. You know, sometimes the devil will do things. He will do things just to test you out. Say, who are you? Who are you? Who are you, Trey Howard? Who are you? Whatever your name is, just who are you? Do you, in all of your trials and tribulations, give up and throw your hands up? This morning on the radio, I gotta tell you, I was for a minute there. I was seriously saying, what is going on here? What is taking place here? What is taking place that I've lost control, like I don't have control? And guess what? I never had control from the beginning. God always has control. You got to understand that God is in control of everything. Everything. Even what I'm doing here right now, this radio station, this broadcasting, the shows that I got coming up. I'm here entering and adding, putting in a code that I've been putting in for 10 or 15 years on this radio station. And it tells me, and I know that I have a show scheduled for this morning at 6 a.m., and it's telling me, you don't have no show scheduled. But Howard, you ain't got no show schedule. Who do I run to? Do I run to Block Talk Radio? Yes, I do, right away. I'm telling Block Talk Radio, something is wrong here. I can't access my broadcast. I can't access my radio control. But who should I sit around to first? Sit around to God first. Now, here's the situation. After doing all those things and things that I went through trying to get control of this, what do what I'm supposed to do, this is who I finally ran to God. And guess what? Even though the show was saying, waiting for the host to call in, and when I know that I had scheduled the show, it finally came online. So I decided to do it 2 or 3 times to see was it still working adequately. And it proves that it was working adequately. And there was a message came on from Block Talk Radio. We're experiencing technical difficulties and problems, whatever it is, whatever those problems are. I hope there'll be a letter coming in my way saying why. But God is still in control. God is in control of everything. Absolutely everything. I don't care what it is. God is in control of it. Strength when you need it most. Strength when you need it most. Strength when you need it most. Don't let the devil ride. Don't let the devil ride. What are you doing about the devil? What are you doing about the devil? Don't let the devil ride. I'm going to play a portion of this program. Don't let the devil ride. Are you letting the devil ride?
Messed around and got strung out on drugs, doing a lot of stuff playing blues. Something I'm not proud to talk about, because at first this had me drinking cognac, smoking crack, smoking reefer. And now this same instrument got me giving God the highest praise. So I did a song on this project called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Y'all remember that song? Years ago I paid you saying, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Don't let him ride. So I blew my hop on there and I took some folk mind back. And let's go inside and check out and see what happened when we played it. Because something really went down on the inside.
Okay, look at here. This morning in the studio, Harold J. is on Facebook, a friend on Facebook, fellow DJ, a radio promoter, a gospel promoter. I'm going to put And he has a program, True Praise Radio. That's his name, his radio station, True Praise Radio. He also is a promoter and keyboard player. He's a hardworking man. His ministry is gospel music. I'm thankful that know him, and that he is also in the same business I am, business of music and gospel music, things like that. But God is awfully good. He is awfully good. And he has a program coming up in Greenville, South Carolina. This is going to be June 24th. Anyone ready to show his talent? If you're a soloist, you're a group, you're a praise dancers, here's your chance. June 24th in Greenville, South Carolina. The Rhythm of Gospel Awards Weekend. True Praise Radio will be hosting that event. And I'm hoping that you, if you're interested, go on Facebook and look up Brother Hal. And you have True Praise Radio at www.truepraiseradio.com. www.truepraiseradio.com. And quartet, soloist, choirs, here's your chance to be seen and heard. Sign up for the True Praise Radio All Out Gospel Showcase happening Saturday, June the 23rd, Greenville. I said June the 24th, June the 23rd, my mistake, June the 23rd. All right, get it right, Fred Howard. The date is June the 23rd, Greenville, South Carolina, during the rhythm, during the rhythm, during the rhythm, during the rhythm of Gospel Awards celebration. Inbox me for more details. Slots are limited and going fast. Go to True Praise Radio, www.truepraiseradio.com. For all the details, okay? All the details. And I told them that I would do it on Sunday night, but this is prior to Sunday night, so we're doing it now. And then hopefully that you will check out True Praise Radio and Al Ray Day and get all the good information about the event coming up there in Greenville, South Carolina. January 24th. Okay. I must have said January is June. It, the devil is in control this morning. Let's do this again. LJ, I apologize, son. God is working. The devil is trying to control. Quartet solos. Christians, here is your chance to be seen and heard. Sign up for True Praise Radio, All Out Gospel Showcase. All Out Gospel Showcase, Saturday, June the 24th, Greenville, South Carolina, during the Gospel Rhythm Awards. Let's go ahead and share this. Share it now publicly. Sign up for it. Get out there. You think you can do something? June the 24th in Greenville, South Carolina is your opportunity. All right? That's just not going to happen accidentally now. You got to take some things to do in place. You have some things for you to do. There's some things for you to do. You got to have a way to get there. You got to have some gas. You have got to be there. I want to give another shout out to a lady by Andrew Renee Williams. Been Facebook friend with veterans. Would like to interview her, but that has not happened. But I'm hoping someday that it will. And if you don't, God's still in control, no matter what. Let's go back to the studio and play some music for you. We only did it had a schedule for a 45-minute show, but with the glitches and the problem going on with Blog Talk Radio, I don't know how much of this we'll get in. But we're going to go ahead and start it off again. Don't let the devil ride. I allowed the devil to ride this morning because I lost my faith in who I was supposed to deal with in this situation about this radio. That's just real life. Then when I got on talking about Harold, 24th. I'm talking about January 24th. And January 24th is already gone. You have to stay focused. You have to stay on track. Because the devil will take control and run things. Strength when you need it most. How do you handle tough times? Where do you go as a believer? As a believer in Christ Jesus Christ, I am. I allowed Satan to dead ride this morning. We have learned to wait for God's prayers and faith first. But faith first. Trust. Believe. Don't let the devil ride. You listen to House of Glass Blog Talk Radio. We don't know how much of this is going to be heard, how much it's going to belong, it's going to play, but we're going to do it anyway. Don't let the devil ride.
Messed around and got strung out on drugs, doing a lot of stuff playing blues. Something I'm not proud to talk about, because at first this had me drinking cognac, smoking crack, smoking reefer, and now this same instrument got me giving God the highest praise. So I did a song on this project called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Y'all remember that song? Years ago, I paid you saying, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Don't let him ride. So I blew my hop on there, and I took some folk mind back. And let's go inside and check out and see what happened when we played it, because something really went down on the inside. Before I got saved, used to play the blues. I did. Some of y'all looking at me like, the blues? Some of y'all still got some Bobby Bland records and y'all stuff. I used to. See, y'all going to repent. She's talking about Johnny Taylor. Well, anyway, at the risk of losing some of you all tonight, I used to play with B.B. King. And when I toured with him, he taught me how to blow that old harmonica. And tonight, I don't blow for the devil no more. I blow for Jesus. Can I blow a little bit for Jesus? Come on, get with me, because I'm on things I get tired. Don't let him drive your car. Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Oh, don't, Lord, let him drive your car. Can I tell you what happened? Come on, everybody. Woo! Now come on, blow your horn, blow your horn, blow your horn. Come on, y'all, come on, everybody, come on. Come on, you can do it. Listen. I got to get out of here, but listen at this. When folk used to go out, too, they still do. But see, when people used to go out, they weren't stiff like some of y'all is. They didn't just sit there. People be up on the party. Hey! And no, we ain't drinking no cognac tonight. And we ain't got no cavassier. But you know what? I heard the William brother say this here. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't want it. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Thank you, Brother Doug. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't need it. Woo! Now, if y'all really got it, pop your hand. Come here. Y'all say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. No, no. Enough, y'all. Don't do it, Sam.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
No, don't do it, don't do it.
All right. We want to welcome you to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here. It's on a Tuesday morning, March the 28th, 2017. We are in the studio here. It's Wednesday. Well, no, it's Monday night, about 9 o'clock. We are in the studio. And we had a guest on yesterday morning, Miss Betty Murphy, a friend that we have known all our lives, and we are paths crossed so many times in our work, as I was a security officer down at Holman, and she worked a job as a custodian working for a cleaning company. And she would come along at night. I would be tired and sleepy and got off work and be out there on the road and got off at 10 o'clock at night and be on the side of the road, sleep. And she would come up to the side of my car or my truck and knock on the window and say, Mr. Howard, here's a Coke. Here's a sandwich or something. Wake up and go on home, okay? And she would be gone, just like that. And she did this, I imagine, over the years, many times, because I tow up driving to work at least probably 5 or 6 vehicles, trucks, wrecks, and stuff going between here and Atmo. It's 102 miles a day round trip to go to Atmore, and I did it for 29 years. And Miss Murphy, a many night, stopped as my vehicle was pulled outside the road, sleeping, because I'd run off the road or tired and sleeping, pull off and go to sleeping. She would also make you have a Coke or sandwich or something and say, wake up, Mr. Howard, and go on home. Get you something to eat and go on home. And Lord have mercy, I thank her for that. I thank her for that. I never crossed the line with her. She never crossed the line with me. I was a married man, had a family. She was a single lady raising her children. And we never, ever crossed the line. Lord have mercy, I am thankful for that. That's the lead-in for it. Don't let the devil ride. House of Black and Gospel Morning Show, March 28, 2017. Don't let the devil ride. I want to thank, as I did yesterday, legend Neil Johnson for the inspiration to do this Tuesday morning show again. The question is the devil riding in your life? The devil sometimes is called Lucifer, particularly when describing him as an angel before his fall, although the reference in Isaiah 14:12 to Lucifer, the son of the morning, is a reference to a Babylonian king. But the truth of the matter is, the devil is a liar and a deceiver. Yes, the devil is real. A Boston mobster named James Whitney Bugler is actually Satan, according to the son of a man murdered by Bugler. And Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia believes very strongly in a very real Lucifer. Justice Scalia is no longer with us, but in November 2013, Justice Scalia did believe that. As we continue here on High Super the Gospel Blog Talk Radio this morning, if you want to call in, you can call 347-202-0317 or 713-955-0464. Do not let the devil ride with you. He'll take you too far. He will have you doing things that you don't normally do. What were you doing before? I played in many nightclubs in my early day. Played on college campuses. But God has enabled me to come home.
First, this had me drinking cognac, smoking crack, smoking reefer.
How about you?
And now,
what were you doing before? Is the devil still riding with you?
So I did a song on this project called Don't Let the Devil Ride. Y'all remember that song years ago? I painted saying, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Don't let him ride. So I blew my hop on there and I took some folk mind back. And let's go inside and check out and see what happened when we played it. Because something really went down on the inside. Before I got saved, I used to play the blues. I did. Some of y'all looking at me like, the blues? Some of y'all still got some Bobby Bland records and y'all stuff. I used to, see, y'all going to repent. She talking about Johnny Taylor. Well, anyway, at the risk of losing some of you all tonight, I used to play with B.B. King. And when I toured with him, he taught me how to blow that little harmonica. And tonight, I don't blow for the devil no more. I blow for Jesus. Can I blow a little bit for Jesus? Y'all, come on, let's go. Why y'all looking at me like this? Anybody looking at me? Yes, sir. Listen at this here. Listen. Tell you what happened. Y'all might as well come on, get with me, because I'm on things I get tired. Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Like some of y'all is. They didn't just sit there. People be up on the party. Hey! And no, we ain't drinking no cognac tonight. And we ain't got no cavassier. But you know what? I heard the William brother said this here. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't want it. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Thank you, Brother Doug. If it can't get me high, then the Holy Ghost, I don't need it. Woo. Now, if y'all really got it, pop your hand. Come here. Y'all saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. No, 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 no.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
That's enough, y'all. Don't do it, say.
Don't do it, don't do it.
No, don't do it.
All right, as we continue on Hospital and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, good music. We got some more good music come up now. Kirk Franklin. Oh, I want to give a special shout out to Ms. Jennifer Jones Williams and Mr. Marcus, Reverend Marcus Williams, celebrating their anniversary. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
God can do anything. I met an old friend, bass player, today at the doctor's office. He was talking about Mr. Tommy T. Barkin and his battle with his heart condition. We hope that he gets well and hope everything goes well. So we're going to offer a prayer for him. Our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, you know all there is and all that can be done in regards to Brother Barkin. Let thy will be done, him to be restored and up and singing again, if it be thy will. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Be with his family and his people, Jesus. These men bless him and bless him in his son, Jesus' name. Amen. Kurt Franklin. And Mr. Rance Allen.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody claims the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name of Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name of Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
Just take a minute and explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel
when you call this name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's that?
Whatever time it is, wherever you are, raise your hand and tell Jesus so. Heaven.
Yes, sir.
Talking to Miss Jennifer Jones. William, married to Reverend Marcus William, one of our pastors on the pastor series. He has a powerful life that brings to that marriage. And the devil tears at him, but God loves him. They have to stay strong. they must stay strong. God can do anything. Call him now.
With our 3-year-old, had to take him to the emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfection, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you gotta learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and sing with me.
awesome power of God. Calling on the name of Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Awesome power in the name of Jesus. Beautiful day here. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what the situation is. God is still in charge, no matter what. God can do by about anything. Stay with us as we continue here.
Yes, I will.
This one here is one of my favorite songs.
And I won't leave.
Don't lean on your own understanding.
You know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. You need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. some hands of some people who know that your faith has gone to work. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody in here believe that that thing that was worrying you is not going to worry you anymore? You believe Isaiah 26:3 that he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to call him again. And this time, we're going to call him out of
trust in God, not in man. And for God's sake, don't let the devil ride in your life. You're listening to House of Done Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south, in the Week City of Beatrice, Alabama.